Abraham's grandson, Israel, had a large family, including 12 sons. Generations later, they'd be known as the Israelites. When a horrible famine swept across their promised land, the Israelites moved to Egypt to find food. The Egyptians welcomed them, and for many years they lived together peacefully. However, the Israelites grew so quickly that they began to populate the entire country. Egypt's king, called Pharaoh, worried, "There are too many Israelites. If we don't control them now, they'll rise up and fight against us." So Pharaoh forced them to be his slaves and do hard labor. And then Pharaoh gave the order, "Throw every newborn son of the Israelites into the Nile River to drown." In desperation, an Israelite mother sent her baby down the Nile River in a basket in hopes that he would be saved. Downstream, Pharaoh's daughter heard the baby crying and felt sorry for him. She took the baby out of the water and adopted him as her own, and she named him Moses, a name that means to lift out or rescue. When Moses grew up, he ventured away from Pharaoh's palace to visit some of these Israelite relatives. Right away, he noticed how harshly they were being treated. He even saw an Egyptian beating an Israelite slave. Moses looked around to make sure no one else was watching. And then he killed the Egyptian and buried him in the sand. Someone reported this to Pharaoh, who sent soldiers to kill Moses, but Moses escaped to the wilderness. Years passed, and a new Pharaoh came into power. Meanwhile, Moses had started a new life as a shepherd. One day while watching his sheep, he noticed a bush that was on fire, but wasn't burning up. He said to himself, "That's amazing. I have to get a closer look." As Moses walked toward the bush, God called, "Moses, take off your sandals. Where you're standing is holy ground." Moses dropped to the ground and hid his face in fear. Then God said, "I hear my people crying in pain. I haven't forgotten my promise to bless and protect them. I've chosen you to meet with Pharaoh and lead them out of Egypt back to the promised land." Moses begged God, "Why me? Who am I? Please, God, send someone else. I'm clumsy with my words." God said, "I'll help you to speak clearly and give you the words to say." "Who should I tell them has sent me?" Moses asked. God replied, "Tell them I am has sent you." Moses and his brother, Aaron, pleaded with Pharaoh, "Let the Israelites leave Egypt for just 3 days to worship God. If you don't, God will punish the Egyptians severely." Pharaoh said, "I don't know your God. This is just an excuse to get out of doing your jobs. I will not let you leave. Now get back to work." Then Pharaoh told his soldiers, "The Israelites are lazy. Make them work harder." So they forced the Israelites to do unbearable labor day and night, making bricks from mud and straw. To get Pharaoh's attention, God sent a series of warnings called plagues. The first plague turned Egypt's source of life, the Nile River, into blood. All of the fish died. The water became undrinkable and smelled terrible. The next plague brought an outbreak of frogs. They hopped everywhere, in the Egyptians' beds, in their ovens, and even inside their pots and pans. After each of these plagues, Moses asked Pharaoh again to let the Israelites go. And Pharaoh said, "Enough! If you stop the plagues, I'll let you leave." But after the plague stopped, Pharaoh went back on his promise and refused to let the Israelites go. So God sent more plagues. Gnats and flies swarmed the Egyptians. painful sores covered their bodies. Their livestock caught diseases, and violent hailstorms and locusts destroyed all of their crops. Then a deep darkness covered Egypt for 3 days. These plagues seemed to be a direct attack on what was sacred to the Egyptians. Not only did the Egyptians worship Pharaoh, but they had different gods for the sun, crops, cattle, and the rivers. They even had a frog god. Moses warned Pharaoh about a final plague. If you don't let us leave now, every firstborn son will die, including your own. People will weep in the streets. Then you'll beg us to leave Egypt. But Pharaoh still would not listen. Moses was furious as he left this final meeting. God gave the Israelites special instructions on how to be saved from this final plague. Moses told them, each family is to select a healthy, pure male lamb. Be careful not to break any of its bones and prepare it as a special meal for your family. Take its blood and spread it on the front doorframe of your home. This blood will be a sign to God that a pure lamb was given in place of your oldest son. That night, the people of Israel carefully followed every instruction, including the one to put blood from a sacrificed lamb on the doorframes of their home. At midnight, loud screams and weeping woke everyone in Egypt. The oldest son had died in every Egyptian home, including Pharaoh's. Pharaoh and the Egyptians begged the Israelites to leave right away. That night, the Israelites set out to return to their promised land. While it was dark, God lit their path through the wilderness with a pillar of fire. And when daylight broke, a tower of clouds appeared, shielding them from the hot desert sun and guiding them forward. Before long, they arrived at the banks of a wide sea. All of a sudden, they heard the rumbling of horses. In the distance, they spotted Pharaoh and his armies chasing them. Trapped, the Israelites started to panic. They screamed at Moses, "Why did you lead us out here to die? Slavery would be better than this." But Moses reassured the people, "Don't be afraid. God will provide a way out for us." Then Moses raised his hands towards the sea. God stirred up strong winds that blew against the water all night. The winds pushed the sea back, opening up a path for the Israelites to walk across. But Pharaoh and his armies were closing in, and they began to follow the Israelites on this dry path across the sea. As soon as the last Israelite made it to shore, Moses stretched out his hand again toward the water. Immediately, a huge wind blew the waters back together, crushing Pharaoh and his armies. The Israelites watched in amazement. They burst into celebration, dancing, singing, and thanking God for rescuing them. They put their trust in God and in Moses. This was a day that the people of Israel would remember forever.